Et voilà, un The Pretty Reckless sur Restless et dans Bang Bang, édition spéciale Hellfest 2026. Et on est avec elle. Hello, how are you?
Hello, how are you guys?
Oh, good, good. Thank you for having us.
Oh, thank you for having me.
So, you know, first of all, we used to talk about mental health in our show. And in your lyrics, you used to talk about mental health too.
It tends to be a subject that comes up, yes.
Yeah. Can you say that the dimension of a festival like Hellfest is a bit anxious for you or anxious?
Oh, no.
No?
Oh, no, not
it's
at
the,
all.
Totally the...
It's totally chill. Shows, really any show, I don't really get anxious at shows. That's like my comfort place.
Okay, okay.
Like being on stage is where I'm comfortable. And especially at festivals, there's such a like-minded kind of community, you know, mm-hmm. with all the bands and the audience is all here for the same reason. And it's just like, you know, a love of rock and roll and metal. And they're very fun to be a part of.
So to be on stage, it's letting you outside of the world.
I don't know.
Even if you're with all those people.
Oh, definitely. I mean, I think stage is just very freeing feeling. Like I feel the most confident and comfortable one. Like, it's just my element, you know, maybe right before you walk out stage, there's like a surge of adrenaline, which can sometimes be misconstrued as anxiety. But as soon as I like open my mouth to sing, it's like, oh, I know what I'm doing here. I got this.
I know what I do, why I do this job.
Yeah.
you know, we've got our psychiatric
psychiatrist.
Okay, psychiatrist.
He's a metal fan.
Oh, perfect.
He was invited in the show, and now he's taking care of us.
Okay, well, amazing. As long as you have, that's like the best kind of psychiatrist,
yeah.
is someone who actually understands metal music and, you know, gets it. He really gets you guys.
So about this music, he loves this music, and he knows why we used to listen to this kind of music, because we need the power, we need the anger, we need all those things that we don't want to have by ourselves with fighting or anything like this.
Yeah.
But we got all those violence thing inside ourselves.
I get it. Dude, I totally get it. I mean, I think music, that's why it's so powerful, and I think people, you know, take it for granted sometimes, but like rock and metal, like it's not just the aggression, but there's a intelligence to it that, you know, can really speak to your soul and can express for you maybe the things that you don't know how to express yourself, because it's just an overwhelming feeling that kind of takes over. And I think that that's just the coolest thing in the world. Like, it's certainly what it does for me.
That's not the case with the other music, or this is just different?
I think it's probably everyone's personal taste, but for me, there's nothing like rock and metal. Like nothing else
not
even
the other
comes
one.
Close. I don't know what everyone else is doing listening to anything but rock and metal.
How did you get to meet this kind of music, actually? Do you have a specific memory or like a turning point?
There was never really a turning point. I grew up on it. So my dad's a huge rock fan, and so I grew up listening to his vinyl collection, and that's how the seed was planted young.
Yeah.
And so I fell in love with, you know, all of the band from the Beatles to Black Sabbath to Pink Floyd to The Who to AC/DC, you know, all the great kind of classics. And then when I got a little bit older, I discovered Soundgarden, and Soundgarden changed my life. And so that was definitely a second turning point in my life of where it blew my mind. It was the greatest thing I'd ever heard. And so the Beatles and Soundgarden are kind of my two pillars of rock and roll, is how I kind of describe it. And then everything else awesome in between.
And I guess the lyrics also of Soundgarden are really also talking a lot about the strugglings. And
it just spoke to me on a level that nothing else did. Like, I think that's the best way to describe it, where it fed something in my soul that I needed. And through all stages of my life has done that for me, and still is. Like, Down on the Upside right now is the only record I can listen to. Granted, heard it 10 billion times, you know, throughout my life. But right now, at this exact moment, it's just giving me everything.
There's something mystical with music also, because
Definitely.
You don't really know. You know, you get the feeling, you get something inside your body, and you feel your heart beating more. Or
it's hard to explain. Mm. Like, anytime we have to, you know, I do a lot of interviews. And they always go, you know, tell me about the new record, or tell me, like, they ask questions about music, like talking about it. And I always find myself struggling to talk about it, because it's not something that you can necessarily express in words. Like it's it's something that you just feel, and it's hard to intellectualize that in a in an interview. I just always go, I don't know, listen to it and you'll understand.
Tell me what you feel.
Yeah, tell me what you feel. Exactly.
But you get the this last song, Dear God, Dear God.
Yeah.
So this is quite mystical, dude.
A little bit.
And I just want to say to everyone, in France, we got a number that we can call for free.
Oh, that's
for everybody
amazing.
To 3114. It's okay. Only four numbers, and you can call it and just have the help free for the young people on the hold.
That's incredible that you guys have that. It's so necessary. And I think that, you know, I'm glad that mental health is being talked about more and more as the years go by, but it's still not talked about enough because it's a very real thing. And it's something that a lot of people struggle with, and, you know, myself included. And so the fact that you guys are having the conversation, I think is fantastic.
And when we go to the gigs, when the young people and everybody just go to your gigs, they got your energy, they got your feeling, they got your history, they got everything, you know, and they feel better because they're all together.
Yeah.
And we used to say, we still like wear those together, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I think gigs are such a breeding ground for unity, you know, and I think that especially in rock and metal, like, there's a lot of, let's call us misfits, where, you know, you're wandering the world not really knowing where you fit in. And then you come to an event like Hellfest and you realize, oh, there's a lot of me. Like, there's a lot of people like me. And I think that that's such a necessary community to be a part of. Like, and it's fantastic.
Does the fact that you became so famous and so huge and so many people are listening to your music makes you feel less like a weirdo?
I think it definitely makes me feel less like a weirdo when we're on the road. When I go home, all the weirdness comes right back. You know, because when you're in it, when you're in that community, that's why it's like when you're at the event, like you don't feel alone. But then, you know, you go home and you get inside your own head again. And, you know, those feelings and things never really go away. It's like it's about learning how to manage it. And for me, that's songwriting. Like songwriting is the place where I can be fully free and express what I'm thinking and feeling without any judgment or, you know, anything. And so that I feel very lucky that I discovered that art form at such a young age, because it's how I process my life. It's how I process the world. And it's the thing that's really kind of kept me sane, you know, most of the time. It's the thing that I can turn to, and it always, it helps.
And do you feel that with time you get to write more and more about your true self? Or was it something that was already there from the beginning?
I think it was something that was always there. You know, I started writing when I was like 5 years old. And, you know, granted, the subject matter has changed a bit over the years.
Oh, really?
just a tad, you know, as life continues to get hard. But it gave that to me even then. Like it was because I never had to lie, because it wasn't for anyone. It was for me. And so, you know, I never had the thought of anyone else is going to hear this or see this. This is simply a place where I can be truthful. And so that's that kind of like ethic or whatever you want to call it has remained. And it's just been it's almost like a therapy, I guess, would be the way I describe it, you know.
But when you write songs, when you write the lyrics, when you're alone to write it, you know, it's a place that is okay for you because it's your own place. But at the same time, your own place is dangerous, you know, for yourself.
Oh,
you know
it can definitely
I mean?
Get very dark, yes. But I think that by getting it out, you know, I think that that's a common mistake that myself included makes a lot of the time, is like you bottle things up and then it eats you. And, you know, just by simply saying it out loud or writing it down or getting it, you know, gets it off your chest. We started a thing with Dear God, a campaign, a thing where we've asked fans to confess their sins and just write them down. You don't have to sign it. You don't have to anything, but like just it's simply by getting it out, it will relieve you of that weight, you know, and there is power to that. There's power to writing something down. There's power to speaking it, like, and so then it doesn't consume you.
And music is the good religion.
It's the only religion. It's the greatest religion. It never lets you down. That's the cool thing.
This is our best friend. This is the best thing that we can have.
Oh, definitely.
Never judge, never complain, never, you know
I mean? Hey, whatever, you know, honestly though, whatever works for you is what it matters. Music is, that's what works for me. And I would be lost without it.
You got a long session of music, so.
Yeah. I think we're like-minded here. This is what I'm saying, like-minded community.
So thank you so much for everything. Thank
of
you
course.
For your music and everything.
Thank
and
you.
Have a great show.
Thank you so much. We're psyched. Can't wait to go get loud. It's going to be great.
Toutes nos émissions et chroniques sont maintenant disponibles sur vos plateformes de podcast préférées. Spotify, Deezer, Apple, Amazon. N'hésitez pas à vous abonner.